I grabbed a cup of water on the way up to Shir, but there's something else in it also. And it occurred to me that although I made a shahakal on the water with a tea bag floating in it, the truth is that the sugya that we're exploring will raise that as a question. What bracha do you make on tea? And what bracha do you make on orange juice? What bracha do you make on dark chocolate? What bracha do you make on guacamole? Those questions and more, although those items weren't directly named by the Rishonim, exploring these sugyas hopefully will give us insight into all of those. So let's take a look at a couple of gemaras. We had begun to explore in the sugya of Kimcha Dechiti. Shem and Zayis and Kimcha Dechiti already pointed us, in Kimcha Dechiti in particular, towards the question, what happens when a food gets processed out of its original form? So what happens to its bracha? Does it lose its bracha? Does it keep its bracha? And Ochel Shenishtana. They said that's one of the major themes that keeps recurring throughout the first half of Ketz Mevarchin, and in many of the cases that the Gemara considers. So let's take a look at the Gemara Lamed Ches. Let's take a look at the Gemara Lamed Ches. And in this year, we're sort of getting started. So I'd love to read the Gemara together and at least sketch some of the issues we've shown them have, and hopefully leave you with some questions, shilas to think about, and kashas to think about, gam v'gam. So let's take a look here. Gemara you were looking at Bechavrusa, just before in the Beis Medrash. Here, Lamed Ches, Amid Aleph. Lamed Ches, Amid Aleph, this is just a sense of context. This is in the midst of the Dagon Sugyas, the Mizonos Sugyas. The Mizonos Sugyas fill much of the Lamed Zayim and Beis. Lamed Ches Amid Aleph. All sorts of discussions about pancakes and about noodles and other things we will bliner get to later in the year. In the midst of this, the Gemara takes a break to talk about fruit. Talk about two fruit items. Here near the top of Lamed Ches Amid Aleph. Amar, Mar Bar Rav Ashi. Going to the very end of the period of the Amaron. Rav Ashi's son. Mar Bar Rav Ashi. Haiduvsho de tamri mevarchin ilavei shakol niya bedvaro. You have date honey. Date honey. What's date honey? Ever hear of date honey?
It's what happens when you squeeze dates.
Ah, so how about when you squeeze dates? Some of you may have eaten date honey. Ceylon. Right? Ceylon is awesome. If you're Syrian, Ceylon, which is date syrup, is the basis of your charoset, I believe. In fact, the Rambam discusses something like that already. Yes. We'll talk more about charoses. We'll talk much more about charoses as Pesach draws closer. But if you look in Rishonim, even in the Ashkenazi Rishonim, take a look in Tosfos and Psachim, they were assuming a much richer palette of tastes and ingredients in charoses than merely apples, nuts, and cinnamon. But we'll get back to that. But date honey. Anyone else ever hear of date honey?
It's a health food.
Yeah. Can you give me a more ancient source?
Rashi.
Rashi, where? Where? Azavas chalav vash. Right? That's vash. Rashi says is date honey, not the drippings of the dates, not the drippings of the honeycomb, the bees' honeycombs. Any other reference in Chumash? Perhaps a pasuk.
Oh.
Parshas Eker. Dvash v'chalav tachal l'shanech. Okay, good. Oh, you think a different pasuk in Mishlei?
Yeah.
Ah, that's right. Shirim. I'm sorry, right? Yeah.
The land will flow with milk and honey.
Oh, good. Zavas chalav dvash. Good. Another pasuk in Chumash. Eretz chita sora gefen teinav rimon. Eretz zeis shemen u dvash. Right. Those are the yeshivas haminim. The last of the yeshivas haminim is described as being dvash, which is not. All those shivas aminim are things that are of plant origin. That's a reference to dates. We're referring to the dates as honey. So that's interesting. Amar bar bar Ravashi, Hayduv shet tamri. Presuming this is the same thing, the honey of dates. Mivarchin yalavei shakol liyabedvaro. You make a shahakol. My timer. Why? Zeh bi'almahu. It's mere sweat. That's not the date. That's just the sweat of the date. Interesting visual metaphor there. And then the Amorim go on to say that this is not Mar Bar Rashi said this chiddush in the context of specifically date honey, but the concept already appears in Tanon. It's a mission at the end of Trumas, the last parak of Maseches Trumas. Keman ki aitana, this non, they have a mission that says as follows: Dvash tamarim, yein tapuchim, chometz funios, v'shar mei peros, or chometz tisvanios. V'shar mei peros shel truma. If I have date honey or apple wine, maybe apple cider, chometz sifunios or sisvanios, different girsos in the Rishonim, that's vinegar made of, as Rashi explains, the grapes that never really take off. Some grapes are just never gonna develop into normal tasty grapes from which you could either eat or produce grape juice or wine. Sounds like they just stay sour, so you're not really going to use them for winemaking, not wine you would drink, not table wine. So you use them to produce some sort of wine and then turn that into vinegar. So if you have date honey, the Mishnah says, or you have apple cider, or you have this vinegar derived from the bad grapes, v'shar mei peros shel truma, or other fruit juices of truma fruits. This is a Maseches Trumas. That's the question. You have some sort of fruit juice. Trumas is grains, fruits, and vegetables grown in Eretz Yisrael, so 2% of it gets set aside to be a truma that can be given to the Kohen. So, the question is as follows. So, truma has kedusha. Truma is a matnas kahuna. It would be gezel to not give it to the Kohen, but it's not only a dinim amnas issue. I think we came across this back on Lamed Hem and Aleph. Truma also has kedusha. And it's as for, even after you give it to the Kohen, it's forbidden for the Kohen to share it with, allow a non-Kohen to eat it. A zar, a non-Kohen who eats truma, is in violation of the severe. It's not just mamon Kohenim, but the truma also has kedusha, and the kedusha is such that even a Kohen cannot eat it when he's tameh, and a non-Kohen cannot eat it even if he's tar, it's asur lazar. And if a zar eats truma, b'shogeg, so there's a special penalty. He has to pay back Karen V'chomesh. He has to pay back the amount he ate plus an extra 25%. So the question is, so that would be true if a non-Kohen munches on some truma dates or some truma apples. How about if we turn those truma dates or truma apples into honey or juice or cider, then the non-Kohen, the Tzar, drank the cider. He was enjoying a spoonful of the truma date honey. So Rabbi Lezer Mechayev Karen V'chomesh. Rabbi Lezer says, look, that's a Zar Sha'achal Truma. It's a standard case, a Zar Sha'achal Truma. He did it B'shogeg. The standard penalty is his Chayev Karen V'chomesh. Rabbi Yeshua says he's Pater. Why are you Pater? What's wrong? I mean, I know it's wrong. What's different? What's not wrong about this? It's Truma. He's a Zar. He ate the Truma. Zar Sha'achal Truma is Chayev Karen V'chomesh. So why does Yeshua say this case is exceptional? So Rashi explains, it's because Zeh B'almahu, that's what the Amoraim are saying, that Mar Bar Rashi formulated it in the context of Hilchus Brachas. But the notion that the fruit juice is not, is mir Zeya, the Ein Shem Truma Chalalav, it's not really the fruit. That's what we're saying, The juice is not the fruit. It's just the sweat. Like when you work out, or you run, or you play ball, and you sweat, that's not you. That's just the sweat. That's not you. Do you save your sweat? No. It's not you. It's just sweat. So we're saying the juice is not the pre. It's just the liquid coming off of the pre. Ein lecha pre hanitun lemashke elazeis v'anavim bilvad, says Rashi. The only time it counts, the only time that the juice has the same status, has the identity of the fruit itself, is by Zeis and Vanav. the oil of olives or the grape juice or wine of grapes, that that has the status of olives and grapes. That takes us back to lemonade days. You do make, in principle, bar priates on oil, and you would have made a bar priates on oven, but instead it actually levels up to be a bar priates effort. The Hainu Kamar Bar Vashi. Oh, so that's as the Rashi says, that completes the equation. So what just to think about this Gemara for a moment. The Gemara seems to be addressing, Gemara starts with the conversation about the date honey, but when the Gemara brings in the Mishnah, in Truma, so number one, we're expanding it to realize that date honey is just an example of fruit juices. Honey, dates are very, very, have a very high sugar content, so you're not just going to get a non-viscous liquid, you're going to get a thicker honey. But it's the same idea. So this is really the sugya of May Peros. May Peros, fruit juice. And what's the status of fruit juice? So if you just had Mar Bar Vash, you'd say, oh, it didn't hilchus brachas, fruit juice is shahakal. But now we're saying, no, this is a broader din. The same concept could have nafkaminas in hilchus brachas, and it could have nafkaminas in hilchus trumos. If a non-Kohen eats fruit juice, it's not a full violation, it's only like a partial violation of a zar shahakal truma. And therefore, it's not the same as eating the fruit. And therefore, you won't have the punishment of Karen V'chomesh. Here, in Hilchus Brachas, drinking the juice is not the same as eating the fruit. You're not going to make a bar of praise. You're going to make a shakol niyeh b'dvar chazanish. Talks to other things in terms of the halachas of Shemitah. Okay. So that's sugi number one. Then the Gemara goes on to talk about another fruit situation. Amal Ehu Me'rabanan L'Rava. One of the Talmid Chachamim said to Rava, this is not a Hemshach of the Shach V'Tarya, Rava lived a couple generations before Mar Bar Vashi. This is a new paragraph. One of the Talmid Chachamim, Rava's yeshiva, Mechuzah, said to Rava, Trima Mahu, what's the din on Trima? What's the din on Trima? What is Trima? Rashi says, Mahu means Ma Mevarchan Alav, it was a Bracha Shaila. V'shem Trima Kaldavra Kosush Ksas Ve'eno Merusak. Anything that's somewhat crushed, but not totally pulverized. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. So that was the Shaila to Rava. Rava, Rabbi, what bracha do you make on Trima? So the Gemara says, interesting. Lahava adaiti de Rava Maika Armale. Rava wasn't really sure what the fellow was asking. As Rashi says, "Lo hayamevin ma'u shoal." So Ravina is there. Ravina is a Talmud. So Ravina gets the conversation going to try and figure this out. Yasir Ravina kamei de Rava. Ravina was sitting in front of Rava. I mean, Ravina was a Talmud of Rava's shir. So Ravina interjects. He sees that his Rebbe is sort of perplexed, is not really understanding the shoal. So Ravina says, "Amalei." Ravina says to the shoal, "Deshum shemika amris." Do you mean a trima of sesame? Of shumshum? Sounds like chalva, maybe. Or de kurtimi kamras? Do you mean a trima of kurtimi, which Rashi translates in Hebrew as karkom? That's turmeric. It's now very in style in health drinks. So shakosh, it's a yellow spice. Shakosh no so. I'm sorry?
What is?
Turmeric. Turmeric. Yeah, it's a yellow spice.
That's the English word?
Yes, the English word is turmeric, the Hebrew word is karkom, and the Aramaic word is kurtami. Koshinoso, you grind it up, you pound it up. Vinosin bo yayin vishosin. And you mix it with wine, and you have a turmeric drink. So that's what the Ravina says to Shoal. Do you mean to ask about a mash of sesame, some sort of chalva? Or you mean a mash of turmeric? Or the purtzini karmas? Or maybe you mean purtzini. What's purtzini? Rashi says, Kasishas anavim lasesa socharzan imayim lasos temet. You have crushed grapes. How do you make wine? So you make wine. One of the first steps is you need to crush the grapes. So you crush the grapes, and you typically, at least with Kufas HaTalmud, you would crush your grapes in a place where there was a slight, I think there was a slight angle, and right near where you crush your grape, there was, next to it was a depression in the ground, a pit, where the juice that's emerging from these crushed grapes is going to gather in that gas, in that pit, and then from there you can move to the next step. So that's your first round of wine. That's the real juice. Temed is when you take those pressed grapes, those pressed out grapes that still have plenty of stuff in them. So if you're trying to economize, you might take those pressed grapes and soak them in water so you could get some more of the whatever remains of the grape goodness and get it into that water, and then you can make a second round of obviously a much more watery type of wine. It's called temed. That's what Rashi says. Do you mean the purtsini? Kasisha sanav, once again Rashi says, crushed grapes. You're going to mix it in water with those crushed grapes and the seeds and the skins in order to make temed, the second round of watery wine. So that's what Ravina asks the show, just explain this. What do you mean by trima? It's like saying, well, Rebbe, what bracha do you make on sauce?
You never
what type of sauce? Do you mean barbecue sauce? Do you mean tomato sauce? Like, what do you mean by sauce? So that's what he says to him. What do you mean by trima? What do you mean, this type of trima, that type of trima? You mean a trima of sesame? You mean a trima of turmeric? You mean a trima of the crushed grapes? So Ravina gets the conversation going. And then Rava finally understands what the fellow was asking. And he says, maybe the word trima wasn't even familiar in Rava's dialect. It's hard to know. Rashi says, once Ravina starts the conversation going, Rashi says, Haven Rava is Hashaila. Then he understood what the Shaul was asking. And he says, Chashilta ka'amrus. Now, it sounds like he didn't understand the word, he wasn't familiar with the word trima. He says, you mean chashilta. Rashi says that's another word that means davar moch, something that's mashed up. You mean something mashed up. Chashilta v'adi karmas, that's what you mean. Ad karasan milsa, you reminded me, he says to the shoal, Rava says, thank you for reminding me, hadam ravasi, for one of the earlier amaroim, Haytamri shall teruma, mutter lasses mehem trima. The oster lasses mehem sheicha. Interesting.
So what's the saying?
It says, Rav Asi had said the following din, another din in Hilchus Truma. Earlier we were talking about one aspect of Hilchus Truma, which is if a non-Kohen eats it, so if it's a full violation of eating Peiros Truma, then you have the onesh of Keren V'Chomesh. If not, then you don't. Here's another aspect of Hilchos Truma, which is that you have a mitzvah, for if you are a Kohen, you have a mitzvah to eat it, and you have an Iser against being mafsid it. You can't ruin it. You have to eat it well. You can't destroy it. That's, I believe, part of the din of Mishmeres, or Shmiras HaTruma. You have to maintain it physically and eat it in a good state. So let's say I have Truma dates. So the Kohen could eat the Truma dates straight. Just eat them as dates. He could also, let's say he wants to process them. So Rav Asi said, you're allowed to make them into trima, but you cannot make them into shechar. If a Kohen were to take truma dates and make date beer out of the truma dates, that's considered a waste of the truma dates. But if he's going to make it into trima, if he's going to make it into pressed dates, mushed dates, it doesn't necessarily appeal to us, okay? But that's not considered to be a hefzid of the truma. That's totally mukir. That's Rashi says. Eino mafsida. And the Gemara says, and therefore, hilchasa, halacha maisa yipaskan, tamri vavdinu trima varcha ilavayu borei priya eitz. Mai taima bimilsayu kaimi kidime ikar. The din is a trima of tamri. If you mash dates, so that still has the status of a borei priya eitz because it still has the bracha of borei priya eitz because b'milsayu kaimi kedimei ikara, because it's literally omed b'dvaro b'milsay kaimi. Rashi quotes that nusach here also b'milsay kai. So this is the first time we see in the Gemara explicitly. Formulating that svara, that the question is, does it lose its identity or does it maintain its identity? Here the Gemara says that nusach b'feresh. And the reason why it's ha'etz is because it maintains the dentin. Milsei kaimi. It doesn't look the same. Before it was a nice oval date, and now it's a bowl of mush, but that still has the status. That still has the status of a date. That's still called a date. It's a crushed date, but still a date. Date beer is not a date. And therefore, date beer apparently would not be ha'etz, number one. And number two, date beer, it's forbidden to make truma dates into date beer. But press dates, date butter, that still has the status of a date. Legabe hilchas brachas, you make a bar p'etz. Legabe hilchas truma, that's mutter. It's not considered a hefzer, it's mutter to process the dates in that way. So that's this pair of gemaras about fruits. Before we even move on, there's a lot to say about these gemaras in the context of other gemaras. Before we even move on, this already gets us thinking. And there is a machlokas harishonim. This is l'chara the sugi of peanut butter. And this is the sugi of applesauce. And this is the sugi of guacamole. And this is the sugi of mashed potatoes. So when you process a food, so what's the story? Is it still ha'etz? Is applesauce ha'etz? Is applesauce shahakal? Is peanut butter hadama? Or is peanut butter shahakal? Chocolate. So, milk chocolate, cheap chocolate that's mostly sugar and milk, that sounds like it's pashut shahakal. But you have dark chocolate, like serious dark chocolate, 72% cacao, 92% cacao. It's basically cacao. But on the other hand, there are no nibs here. It's like a bar. So that sounds also like a trima discussion. One more thing that I just actually mentioned in passing was sugar. What bracha do you make on sugar? What is the bracha on sugar? We always assume it's shahakal, right? But the truth is, sugar grows from the ground. It comes from sugarcane. As a matter of fact, take a quick peek at a Tosfos. Turn back for a moment to Lamed Vav and Beis. We'll just jump into the second to last Tosfos in Lamed Vav and Beis, Biritiva. He talks about a whole bunch of cases. If your Spanish is good, you'll recognize in the middle of Tosfos Biritiva, Lamed Vav and Beis, he talks about canela, kuf nun yud lamed aleph. Canela is Spanish and I think also French for. It's close. It goes well with sugar. Canela is. Some teas are made from this. CA. CANELA. Hey, you'll go to if you. It does sound like canola. I think canola is more or less made of wood though. Canela is, if you look in your spice cabinet, you'll find out what it is.
What is it?
Ra. Or you could look in the line before in Tosfos. Eighth shell. Right. Tosfos has two words for this. Canela and? When you say Kateris, say kinamon. Kinamon is otherwise known as?
Cinnamon.
Kinamon. Canela is Spanish, I think also French, for cinnamon. But right after, the cinnamon discussion is interesting, not for now. It's sort of a different issue. But right afterwards, Vial, what's the next item he talks about? A couple lines later in the Tosfos, right after the canela. Vial. Four lines off the bottom. What's that word? Starts with a tzadi. Tsukaro. Tsukaro is sugar. If you know anyone with the last name Zucker, so Zucker in German, a Z is a Tz. Zucker is German for sugar. So what's Tosfos to say? Val Tsukaro mevarchinan bore pri ha'etz. Wow. Sugar is a ha'etz? Wow. We're going to see. We'll see. That the Rambam actually quotes three shitos. Is sugar ha'etz? Sugar ha'adam? Sugar sha'akam? It's like mind-blowing. Sugar. I have memories in camp many, many years ago. The guy who was trying to avoid a Suffolk brachas, so he wanted to make a shahakal, something that was a vaday shahakal, so he would cover whatever else he wasn't sure about. So he took some, there was a coffee room, so he took a spoonful of sugar, so that was a vaday shahakal. Ironically, sugar is not. Evara Shakal. Sugar might be Tosas thinks sugar is Haetz. The Rambam says, well, maybe it's Haetz, and maybe it's Hadam made Shakal. Wow! Where is all this coming from? It's all coming from the Gemara that we just read. Because the Gemara just said that what? Right, the trima, you take the food and you mash it and you mush it up, and it's still a haitz. It's not like making beer. This is the food itself, we just got mashed, which might be surprising if you're used to making shahakal on peanut butter. You're used to making a shahakal on applesauce, or maybe sometimes an applesauce. So what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? So take a look. If you take a look, take a look at a Rambam. You all have the Rambam in front of you. Halach, we're not going to focus on halacha hey, but halacha hey happens to be the discussion about sugar. Kanim hamisukim shesochtim osam avashon emeim at sheik bevid ben lamelach. The sweet canes, which you process until you get something that looks like salt but is sweet, that's sugar. He says, some of the government said hadama, some of the government said ha'et, and he thinks you should say a shahako. Okay, we'll get back to that. But take a look at the previous couple of lines. The end of halacha dalet. Devash tamarim, mevarchan alav tchila shahako. Make a shahako on devash tamarim. Okay, that was the first half of this Gemara. Duvsha de tamarim. And then, aval. Tamarim shemiyachan biyado. Dates that you mashed with your hands. Vahotzi garin in shalahem. You took out the pits. Vasayan kemo isa. And you turned them into something like a dough, a date paste, a date butter. Mivar chaleim betchila bar preetz. Ulvasof bracha achas mein shalsh. You make a etz. And you make al ha'aretz al peros. What's the Rambam quoting? Obviously, which Gemara? Right, that's Trima. Right, that's Trima. That's exactly what the Gemara said. Trima, Tami Vavdinu Trima. That's what he said. You took Tamarim and you turned them into a Trima. And the din was Bore Pri Ha'etz. It doesn't seem like. So you're wondering why am I bothering you to go take a look at the Rambam? The Rambam is just quoting the Gemara. Is he just quoting the Gemara, or is there anything the Rambam is adding to the Gemara? Anything the Rambam is adding to the Gemara? Yeah, what do you say? Okay, biyado, good, yeah?
The seeds aren't really the food itself. It's more like something it produces, and even though it's like produced from it, it's a completely new form. You still make
it. Okay, the seeds are out.
But it also takes on a new form.
Like it takes on a new form, what do you mean?
It becomes like Isa.
Ooh, very good.
It's a completely new thing.
Very good. So the Beis Yosef waves the flag here. Beis Yosef says, Beis Yosef in the 1500s, whose job it is to put the sugi together, arrange all the Rishonim together. So he points out, not everyone agrees with the Rambam. The Rambam at first seems like he's just quoting the Gemara. He's doing more than quoting the Gemara. And you see it when you see who argues. In the 1400s, one of the late Chachmei Ashkenaz, so if you have a Beis Yosef in front, you could take a look. Or it happens to be the Nosei Kelim on the bottom of the Rush, often quote large chunks. This happens to be one of the chunks of Beis Yosef that gets quoted in its entirety by the Divrei Chamudos on the bottom of the Rush. So you turn to the Rush here, Ketzim Mevarchim. If you have an old-fashioned Gemara like mine, it's page Chaf Hei Amid Aleph. Ket Parak Shishi, Simon Yud Bey is in the Rush. The Rush just quotes the very, very last line and a half of Simon Yud Bey's Tamri Vavdinu Trimu. My time with the Messiah came to the Meikar. The Rush really just quotes the Gemara. We thought the Rambam was also just quoting the Gemara, but you see the little letter Mem in the parentheses that sends you down to the bottom to the Divrei Chamudos, and he says as follows: the Tamri Davdinu Trima Pirish Rashi Shekasho Ketsas VeEino Marusuk. He pounded it a bit, but it's not totally pulverized. The Chassav of Beis Yosef, Simon Reish Beis, Shemashmi Dvara from Rashi, it seems, Sheimu Marusak Lagamri, Eimu Varchanov Bar Preitz. But if it was totally pulverized, then you would not make a bar praise. Take a look back at Rashi. Trima mahu, mahu varachan alav, v'shein trima kol davar kosush kitsas, v'eino merusak. It's a little bit kosush, but not totally merusak. So they said, oh, sounds like Rashi's making a point. If it were totally merusak, that would be different. What does he say? He says, ah, the Rashi had said that. Chaynir v'divra atur, v'chein kosav trumas hadeshen, simen chavtes. Trumas Hadeshen makes this point explicitly. Ah, you see for Rashi that Terima maintaining the Ha'etz, but Milsei Kait still has the status of a fruit, is if you mushed it up a little bit. Aval HaRambam Kasav Temar Mishamiyachem B'yad V'hotzi Garinu Sholhem V'asa'um Kamo Isa V'varach Aleim Tchila Bore Peretz V'sof Bracha Achaz Mein Shalosh. Ooh, wah. All of a sudden, now you see, Beis Yosef points out, now you appreciate the Rambam was saying the Chiddush. The Rush just quoted the Gemara, the last line of the Gemara. Tamar Davdino Trima, Rachel and Bar Pirates, my time the Mil say kind of Kinemekar. That's a straight quote of the Gemara. What did the Rambam add? He was quoting, from his perspective, he was quoting the Gemara. But what did he add? What are the, you, Moshe had already pointed out, Rambam talks about taking out the pits. And there's one other phrase, a two word phrase the Rambam adds. That is actually quite a chiddush. What's that two-word phrase? Look back in the Rambam. What are the two words? Avo tamarim shemiyachem biyado. So you point to Eitan pointed out he adds a biyado. Okay, where did that come from? Behotzi garinu shalom. He took out the pits. It's three words. Va'asoyan kemo isa, and he made them into a dough, into a butter. So that's the key line. Everything else leading up to that. That's what the Beis Yosef says. Hey, one second. That's a chiddush. That's a chiddush. And a chiddush that is actually mutzah b'machlokas harishonim. Is that really true? Mamash, it's smooth. Peanut butter. The Rambam seems to think that smooth peanut butter is a hadamah. The Rambam seems to think that smooth applesauce, ha'etz. That's Mamash what he's talking about.
And it's not machlokas
harishonim. Ah, yes, it's machlokas harishonim. Because he says, Beis Yosef says, hey, one second, but look at Rashi. He quotes the Trumas Hadeshen. He says, one second, but look at Rashi. Rashi said, Kasush Kitsas ve'eno Marusak. Sounds like if it was totally pulverized, so then it would be a Shahakal. So anyway, it's, you can still tell what you're dealing with. Yeah, God, yeah, I took apples and I smushed them, but I can still see they're apples. I took dates, and you ever handle dates, you know, they have a lot of sturdiness to them. So I may have pounded them a bit, but they're still dates. It just got softened and misshapen a little bit, but not that they got totally pureed or pulverized. So it seems like we have machlokas harishonim. What seems like a very straightforward gemara, we have machlokas harishonim about all these cases. Is trima? The Rambam seems to think that trima is this massive chiddush that no matter how much you mash and smash and sauce and pulverize a fruit or a vegetable is going to maintain its status. Whereas Rashi says, no. Rashi seems to say, the Trumas Hadeshen certainly says, that if it's totally pulverized, then it's Reish Shachal. If it's smooth peanut bar, then it's Reish Shachal. If it's smooth a pureed guacamole, then it raises the Shachal. But if I took the avocado, I just sort of like pounded it a little bit, but it's still avocado pieces, then Rashi admits that's still a height. Yeah. That's an amazing question. That's an amazing question. Yeah. That's an amazing question. We're going to have to come back to that. This is, as I said, this is sort of a first shear that we're just sort of surveying the issues. So here we say Duvsha de Tamrin, and we see Trima. We already see in Trima this sounds like there's a machlokas you're showing him how far do you push it. How the Gemara had formulated that the concept is Bemilsei Kaime, that even though it got processed, it still maintains its identity as an avocado, as a date, as a potato, whatever it is, as a peanut. And it seems like we've shown we're debating, well, how much processing? You're pointing out correctly, halacha l'maisa, we're going to need to define it. We haven't yet looked halacha l'maisa, how do we paskin, or halacha l'maisa, how do we define it, or why I should say one or the other, which are all going to be obviously related questions. How you define it is going to have to do with, well, what's driving it, what are we arguing about? But that's for first, just sort of looking at the Trima, so that's that seems to be it's a machlokas Trumas Hadeshen and the Rambam, and then Trumas Hadeshen thinks he has Rashi on his side, and it does sound like he has Rashi on his side. Kasus Kras Veinam Arusak, Rashi's language versus Asaya and Isa, the Rambam's language. Stepping back to the first half of this Gemara, right? So far we saw this Ramakasamalov. The second point was a Trima. And there we seem to have this discussion. Rashi, Rambam, Trumas Hadeshen, Taf Hei. One of the ways to, one of the Rashi names for Trumas Hadeshen. Earlier we had the Dusha de Tamrim. The Deid Hani, which you remember that the Gemara, then when it quoted a Mishnah, it sounded like it was expanding not only to Deid Hani, but to other fruit juice, and Tosfos, the beginning of Tosfos, Laban Chesem Rav, Dumaskal Hai, makes that point explicitly. The Chain Mashkin, Mikol Mine Peros, liquids from any fruit, bar, except for, bars are made for chutz, Chevas Bera, in Karibon, are the animals of the outside. Chayos HaChutz. A Braisa is a teaching that's outside as opposed to the Mishnayos, left out of the Mishnayos. Bar, chutz, kol minei peros, the liquids of all fruits, bar mitirish yitzer, except for wine oil, same status. So that's shaka. That's what the Tosa says, because of the hagos maimini who disagrees. Apukim hagos maimini. Okay, well, we'll get back to hagos maimini. So far we have two issues. The dufsha tamri, which Tosa Ray tells me, is all meperos. Okay. And we're already thinking about some other interesting questions also. We're already thinking about sugar. Sugar is an interesting question. That may relate to the Trima question, maybe. And chocolate sounds like it relates to the Trima question, and guacamole, and applesauce, and peanut butter. And let's take a look for now at one more Gemara, just sort of sketching out the landscape. Let's take a look at the Bava Lama test coming off. Just for reference, sugar had been in the Tosfos on the Bava base. Okay. Take a look. Lama test is a very, very rich blot. Every blot in Shas is rich. Lama test has a lot of cases. A lot of different dinim going on. Here, towards the very bottom of Lamatas, Amar Av, we saw this once before. Amar Av Papa, Rav Papa said, Pshitali, Maya de Silka Kasilka, Maya de Lifta Kalifta. If you have vegetables that the water of these vegetables, the water of, you have to figure out exactly how you, the accurate translation, perhaps of beets, of squash, The water of these vegetables. You don't juice them, you cook them. May de silka kasilka, may de lifta kalifta, may de kulushalki kikulushalki. Ah, shlakos are cooked vegetables. So now we know it's cooked beets, or borscht, for the Hamish Eden in the room, or cooked squash. Okay, you have squash soup, zucchini soup. Or my de kulu shalki. You have a vegetable soup. You made a tomato soup, or you made a vegetable soup with carrots and tomatoes and celery and onion and whatever else. You made a vegetable soup. So what bracha do you make on the broth, the my de silka? The same as the silka. If tomatoes are a hadama, then tomato soup is also a hadama. If you have a vegetable soup made with carrots and tomatoes and celery and onion, all those are hadama, then guess what bracha you make on the soup? Hadama. Okay? That's what Rav Papa said. But Papa goes on to say the one thing he wasn't sure, that was a davar pashta to him, pshita. One thing he wasn't sure about was shivta. What's shivta? So he had some enterprising young man this year, did a little bit of research. Because Rashi tells you it's anet. They did a little research and discovered that anet is aneth, is French for dill. So if you have dill, Rashi says, you put it into the kedera. L'matek bi'alma v'lo la'achlo. You don't eat the dill, but it gives flavor to the soup, to the water. Ma'i d'shevta ma'i l'matuke taima avdi, o lavuri zu'a ma'avdi la. Is it to add to the flavor or to take away the negatives? Sounds like if it was take away the negatives, you wouldn't make a hadama. But the Gemara says, no. Gemara has a raya from Uktzin, the last Masechta in Shas. The Mishnah talks about the Sheves, dill. Mishnah nosna tam b'kedera talks about it giving flavor to the kedera. So Shema min al-matuke taima avdilei. You see that it's there to not just to cover up for some negative, but to positively add flavor, and therefore Shema min al that dill soup is also a ha-adama. Okay. Anything strike you about this? Intriguing? Yeah. What intrigues you?
The dill isn't acting as dill over here, is it?
How does dill usually act? I'm not an expert in dill psychology. What do you mean? Yeah.
What we had really been saying, I was under the impression that what was before this was that it's cooked fruit, you had a cooked potato in there. You still, then it's like a cooked potato soup. Now you can make a
broth
that you make on a cooked potato.
Yeah.
So now they're saying, okay, you're adding dill for sweetening purposes. Now they're saying, for sweetening purposes. So yeah, it makes sense. You still make the broth hadam.
Yeah.
The dill isn't dilling over here. It's like sweetening.
Normally
acts as like a dill flavor. I don't know what normally is, but what we were comparing it to is
I'm not sure what. Let me see if I understand what you're saying. You might be saying I thought dill was savory, not sweet. Why is the Gemara saying lematuke? Or you might be saying that once again Rashi made the point that you take the dill out, like the way we use bay leaves. You put some people put bay leaves into soup. We don't actually bay leaves aren't meant to be eaten. They're there for to add flavor, but then you pull the bay leaves out before you actually serve the soup. So Rashi says that about the dill, that's what it sounds like he's saying.
It's like tea.
It's like tea. Maybe that's what he's saying. That it's like tea. So maybe you're asking, I'm not sure if you're asking about the savior versus sweet. So I don't think lematuki necessarily means sweet. It means to improve the flavor.
It's not acting the same way that adding a potato to a potato soup would be.
Meaning that you don't actually eat the dill.
Yeah.
Right. So that's interesting. And what we show and point out, as you're saying, is that it sounds like, this is something we show and discuss. One question that the Yitzi is raising is when we say mei silka kasilka. And we say that vegetable soup is hadama. You mean vegetable soup when you eat it with the vegetables? Or you mean even if you strain out all the vegetables and just have the liquid broth? So it sounds like, from the Shivta, they were saying even if you're just having the liquid broth, it's still a hadama. And that leads Tosfos to raise a question. Maya de silka kisilka, little tosis. Remember I told you sometimes the little tosis are the most loaded tip of the iceberg type of things? Watch this. The second last tosis, I'm going to test someone else. Maya de silka kisilka, the beet soup is the same status as the beets. So tosis says, let me explain what that means specifically. Kisilka means, let me just make that explicit. Rashi Rei said, kisilka with respect to brachas. He says, in other words, leave nothing to your imagination. You make a hadama on the bitzu, the borscht. And then Tosis starts talking. Even though all it has in it is water and the flavor of the vegetables, you're making the same bracha on the soup that you would make on the vegetables, even though all you have is water and vegetable flavor as opposed to actual vegetables. No, as opposed to actual vegetables. And that already gets us thinking interestingly in terms of Lamed Ches. Specifically, so one, there are two ways to think about it. One way to think about it is, you know, Trima is a Ha'etz. There you have the actual fruit. As a matter of fact, according to Rashi, even if you have the actual fruit and you pulverize it, totally it's a Shahakal. According to Rambam, okay, you pulverize, but you have, it's the fruit just that got mashed down. There's no vegetable here. It's just water with vegetable flavor. That's a Hadama. That seems like a step beyond Trima. That's the way the Stipler starts talking about this. How does vegetable soup being a Hadama compared to the din of Trima? Trima seemed like you had a hot. To maintain the original Bari Pri, Bari Pri Adeh, Eitz Bari Pri Adama, Trima sounded like it wanted, the Trima Sugar sounded like it wanted actual substance. You know, a higher standard. Here we're saying it's just broth. That's one way of thinking about it. That they seem like they're not aligned. There's a even sharper kasha, which Tosis raises, which is a direct out and out stira. Trima's also maintains the bracha, but just, you know, this seems like a lower standard for maintaining the bracha. But at least Trima is ha'etz, and meishlakos are ha'adama. But Tosis says, let's not just compare Lamed Tes Lamed Aleph, this Mei Shlokos, Maya Deshilki, usually translated into Hebrew as Mei Shlokos, which is vegetable soup. So number one, you want to know how to compare it to Trima. See, here it does maintain the Bari Pri Hadama. Right here, Trima does maintain the Bari Pri Eitz. But it seems like they both have the same din, but they don't seem like they have the same standards. What's the stronger kasha?
What about beer?
Yeah, well, we'll get back to that. But what about, give me a Gemara. Let the other Gemara Lama Fest. Adumsha, the Tamri, Le Peros, are a Shahako. They're not a Bar Pre Eitz, Bar Pre Adama. And that sounds like it's the same thing. Afagav Damri, Le Eltame Peros, Zebi Almu. Hey, 1 second. Here you have vegetable broth. You made vegetable soup, but you strained out all the vegetables. Now you just have the liquid, like an orangey soup with no pieces in it. And the Gemara says, "Lamed Tes Lamed Aleph, it's a Hadama." Says 1 second. And let's say you took that orange and you squeezed it. So he said, "Why is juice a shahakal?" To put it directly. Juice is a shahakal, but soup is a hadama? Tosa says, what? The juice mamash came out of the fruit. I took the apple, I squeezed it, I got apple juice. No, sorry. That's a shahakal. If I took the apple and I cooked it, then it would be a heitz. I took the carrot. We'll go avant-garde here. If you squeeze carrots, I don't know, that's how you get carrot juice, but assuming that's true. You squeeze carrots, you get carrot juice. You go to like one of these avant-garde juice bars. You can get supposedly very healthy. Supposedly. You can go through eat carrots for a fraction of the price and probably more health benefits. But hey, who's watching? So you take carrots and you juice the carrots. That's a shahakal. But you take the carrots and you cook them in water. That's a hadama. I understand. The juice carrots are no water added. It's pure carrot. And it's a shahakal. And meanwhile, the soup is, as Tosa said, it's water with some carrot flavor in it. This mamish astira. The Stipler's kasha is more nuanced. Both Trima and Meishlakos, they maintain the Bari Pri, but they don't seem like they have the... Eli was already asking within Trima, well, what's the standard? And I hear this seems like an even lower standard. But this is mamish astira. From the Meishlakos to the Meiperas. Tosa says, whoa! Afagav Jamil el Meiperas Ebi Amu. We say that juice doesn't count. That's not the fruit. It's not bemilsei kaime. That's just the sweat of the fruit. But the soup, vegetable soup, is more than just zeya biyama, even though it's mostly water. The fruit juices, mamish, all came out of the fruit. And it's still shahako. And the soup is mostly water, and it's a hadama. That's a kasha. What's Tosa's answer? It's a trick question. Yesh l'chalik. Well, there is a chalik to be made. It's a good question and there is an answer. But then the Tosis keeps you hanging. Tosis keeps you hanging. Yeah. If you look in the Rush, we'll see. We'll take questions in a moment. But just in terms of where we're going next time. So the Rush, his job is to expand on the Tosis, and indeed he does. And he already says he raises the kasha and begins to give a teretz. And we'll see the Rashba. The Rush has a sort of funny way in which he ends the teretz though. He gives the teretz, and then he seems to be self-doubting. He says, well, maybe, Efshar, maybe it should be true. What's the maybe? We'll see the Rashba also gives the teretz, and there's a Tosus back on Lamed Ches, Amin Aleph, seems to have addressed this also. So this already is going to really break open the sugya, and we're going to begin to see a lot of different issues.